How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fans of sci-fi, fans of fantasy, and everything in between. My name is Dan Selke. I am here with Daniel Roman. Together, we are two men named Dan who run a website Hello. Called winterscoming.net. Hi. We talk about all things sci-fi, fantasy, movies, TV, books, etc. and so forth. But we are here talking about those exact same topics on Take the Black. We meet every Wednesday to just jaw. Yes. Hey, Julie. Hey, everybody in the comments. You came on a good day. I always like saying that because it's always true somehow. When we're here, the day, every day is good.
Yes. So
we're still recapping and reviewing each House of the Dragon episode every Sunday night. But then these Wednesday shows, we're going to kick back, talk about things in a more general sense. But the top story today has to be House of the Dragon related. Dan, Julie, yes. Nicole, everybody. They leaked it. The House of the Dragon finale got leaked. Kind of. There are actually some nuances here that don't boil down to you can go download the entire episode. Do you want to know what they are? And do you not want to tell anybody?
Wait, I want to know the nuances, but I don't want to know anything that happens in the episode.
Okay.
Can we talk about this without talking about this?
Yeah, what absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't want to spoil things for our faithful listeners or myself.
We will not give you any spoilers. We wouldn't dare dream of it. HBO, we love you. And we thank you for giving us screeners all this season. They pointedly did not give screener episodes to critics for this finale. And yet Correct. That's the one that ends up leaking, which I believe is the exact same thing that happened with the season one finale. They didn't give a screener for that one too, but it leaked anyway. Tends to happen.
Yes.
Okay. I know we have questions up there. Okay. Folks are saying that we don't know anything. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm also going to deny that I've seen anything. I wouldn't do that. That's inappropriate. Okay.
Yes, I have not seen any of the leaks. We are not going to talk about what was leaked. We're just going to talk about the fact that, damn it, HBO, how does this keep happening?
Yeah, and I definitely you're right, super duper have not seen any of the leaks. Wouldn't dare dream of ever looking those up. No way it happened. Nope.
We are a morals first podcast. Yeah, this did happen last time too with the season one finale. You're right. I don't believe they gave us or anyone screeners for that.
Yeah,
and it somehow still made its way to the grand, wild, weird world of the internet. How does this keep happening, Dan? Do you think there's someone in HBO who just wants to sneak it out early and give us some hype? Do you think that there is a secret operation to get House of the Dragon footage being conducted by shady organizations?
I think that when you have a global supply chain and a huge entertainment media conglomerate that spreads across the entire world, there are points of entry and incident that is really, really hard to plan for.
I think that's fair.
In the clips of leaks that I have not been watching, there is a lot of Arabic text involved, so which makes me think that maybe this is like a distributor in that part of the world, which I want to say was the same that happened last time. Also, that is a nuance. From what I can tell, and again, we're not going to spoil anything. It was Dan and Dave, says Rishi Patel.
Love that.
Like, there isn't like a full chunk of the episode back to front, because there was last time, which I also didn't watch.
Yes.
This time there have been like these little clips that are just coming out of little scenes that add up to about like half the episode's length. So I haven't seen any of them, but if I had, even if I'd watched all the clips, I still would have not seen half the episode around. It's a pretty long one. So
that's
it's
kind
weird.
Of interesting.
I know it's
that it
odd.
leaked.
I don't know
It's like
what's happening
TikTok
there.
brain has even pervaded our internet pirating culture to the point we can't even get a damn full leak anymore. Now we're getting TikTokable leak clips.
Yeah, it was
Get off my
TikTok.
lawn.
It was on TikTok. They're on, I don't want to say where they are. They're on social
Because you haven't
media.
seen them, so you
I have
can't.
no, I wouldn't even know where to find them if I didn't know where they are.
True.
What was I gonna say? Like I've never been to the Pirate Bay. I wouldn't dream of going there. It's an inappropriate place on the internet. You don't go to look for illegally downloaded
You
episodes or
mean
movies.
NASA, that place where the pirates lived? I hear that they have nice weather this time of year, and that's the most I know of
I haven't been there. I haven't been to any website called it either.
it.
And when I haven't gone there and haven't looked for it, I haven't found any full-length episode. If it's going to be somewhere, it's gonna, anywhere, it's going to be there. In theory, if that's someplace I
In
went.
theory, perhaps. So yeah, that is the gist. There is some stuff out there. So I think the takeaway here for maybe leak-averse viewers, people who don't want to know, there are two sides to this. One is you don't want to know what's going to happen. The other is you don't want an incomplete picture of what's going to happen, because if you're watching little clips of
True.
it, you can't really even piece together the context of the episode. Just tread carefully on social media for the next 5 days, I guess, 4 days
Yeah.
until it airs, because there are clips and screenshots going around. I know one of our colleagues said she had seen screenshots like first thing this morning, just on the House of the Dragon hashtag. So definitely that was on Twitter. So just be aware. Go safe if you go into the internet. Take a buddy with you and just be
I'll say
mindful of your.
this. I'm from Victor. He wants to know if the spoilers are good and fans will be happy. I'm not going to say whether fans will be happy. I will say that the spoilers we've had earlier in the season, some of them did pan out, but not in the way you expect. Like, I remember I kept hearing, I'm trying to think of a good example about like
Allison's a good
Alicent
one.
drowns herself,
Yes, that was the one I was
which,
thinking of. Didn't
we know
happen.
doesn't we I mean, and by the way, that's not a spoiler for the finale. She's in the trailer for the finale and she's fine, wearing green like usual, making terrible decisions. She went out to a lake, which was true, but she didn't drown herself, which is completely untrue. So if I were to have watched some clips, there are a couple things that sort of felt like that, where like, yeah, this sort of feels like some people said, but I don't feel like they said it the right way, again, in
Yeah.
this theoretical world where this happened. So that's where I would kind of point that. And we'll probably stop talking about it now. But
Well,
yeah, they're out there, and we'll see solid confirmation this Sunday.
yes, we will. And there are some things we can say about this Sunday that are not from leaks, that are from the trailer for this week's episode. So we can say, as a matter of fact, without speculating based on half-released information. So do we want to look at some images from this trailer of some of the things that we're maybe most excited for coming
Yeah,
this week?
this is safe, not from the leak, just from the trailer. This is the HBO approved preview. Although I will say, I'm not gonna lie. Now that I haven't watched the leaks and I know a little more information, I have a different perspective on some of these than I did before. So we'll
Ooh.
see if I can
Okay. Thread the needle,
thread that
Dan.
needle. What's a, or I'll just let you talk, Daniel. What's in this first shot?
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Okay, so this first shot that we're going to look at is a dragon. It's a dragon in the sky flying around. It's pretty much certain that that dragon is Tessarion. Tessarion? to Sarion, the dragon of Daeron Targaryen. He's in, or she, this dragon is a she dragon. We heard about her during last week's episode. She had finally taken wing, meaning she's flying around in a way that she could be useful in battle at last. And in the trailer, we see her fly above the High Tower host. Doesn't look like Daeron's on her back, just looks like she's flying around. But still, I didn't expect to see Tessarion this season.
No.
So to get the confirmation, even in just the trailer, is pretty exciting to me. Do
Yeah,
you
that's
have
very
any
cool.
non any safe thoughts you can share that you what do you think of seeing Tessarion show up, Dan?
I was surprised as well. Next.
Okay, noted. Next, we have Starks on our bridge. And by our bridge, I mean the bridge of House Frey. That looks, I mean, not looks, that is the twins pretty clearly. And if you recall a few episodes back, Jace was treating with Lord and Lady Frey so that the Starks could come down and cross over the bridge between the twins and then have access to the rest of the Riverlands where they could potentially help the fight. These Starks are what's, I don't know if they're going to use this term in the show. They haven't yet, or they didn't in the first episode of the season, but in the book they're referred to as the Winter Wolves, this Stark army, because they're a bunch of old people who basically the whole idea is they're marching south because it would be easier for their families to survive the winter if they weren't there anyway. So they're treating it like a one-way ticket to go fight in this war, and they'll all be fine with it if they die, which is pretty hardcore. That is some Stark attitude right there. Any
Is
thoughts on this one, Dan?
zero. Please move on.
All right. Next up, we have Dragon Seed Dinner. Which, you know, if you're perhaps a starving dragon seed, maybe you've been in a siege and you haven't really eaten a full meal in, like, I don't know, an entire season. Maybe the first thing your new queen would do to get in your good graces is give you a little food. And it looks like that's what's happening here. So at the head of the table, we've got Queen Rhaenyra going around counterclockwise to the left. That's Baela Targaryen next to her, and then Hugh Hammer, Ulf the White, Adam of Hull, and then Jace Velaryon next to Rhaenyra. Any thoughts on this one, Dan?
Ulf White is legitimately my new favorite character of the show.
Yes. Yeah, Ulf White, you've said a few times that, you know, this is a show that doesn't really have a lot of humor. So any character that can inject a little bit of that is just a shoe-in for being a favorite now at this point. Man, I loved his flight on Silverwing in the last episode. That was a lot of fun.
It's always
But
fun getting characters together for a round table. Lots of possibilities there.
yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Rhaenyra presents, you know, the situation to the Dragon Seeds and what she's going to require of them. In the trailer, we see her and another dragon, presumably Seasmoke, flying to Harrenhal. So
Ooh.
it's going to be interesting to see kind of some of the different things she might say to these dragon seeds, some of whom are peasants who've never, you know, even remotely thought they would end up in this situation. So gonna
Also,
be
I agree
cool.
with Julie. Yeah, it would have been nice to invite partners to the thing. Perhaps Ulf's wife could come and get some meals here instead of starving back in King's Landing.
Well, I guess they didn't invite her because if they invited her in the first place, like if it was Targaryen bastards and a plus one, and then all the bastards died, their Rhaenyra would have just had to entertain their plus ones, and that doesn't sound very fun to me. Victor asks, do you
I like
guys
it.
think Ulf's wife, I'm gonna assume you mean Hugh's wife, Hugh's wife will never appear again? Like Hugh just left her alone in Flea Bottom. I'm actually kind of hopeful that we will see Kat, which is his wife's name, that we will see Kat again, because Kat mentioned twice that she has a brother in Tumbleton. And without going into too deep of spoilers, Tumbleton is a town that is very important in the Dance of the Dragons. We're going to see a lot of action there. So yeah, Steffi L says, I think she went to Tumbleton. The question is, can she get out of King's Landing to go to Tumbleton? Because remember, the gates are barred. Rhaenyra had to smuggle everyone out for the sowing of the seeds by sending Alyn of Hull there to do an Assassin's Creed impression, which is funny because he was a voice in Assassin's Creed, that actor. But yeah, I hope we'll see her again. Do you think we will, Dan?
Oh yeah, you don't mention Tumbleton three times, just to not do it. And yeah, I agree with Cassandra. No, it's easy. Are you kidding? Like the gates are barred. The King's Landing Dragonstone pipeline is so porous that
If you have a
anybody can
boat.
pretty much go back and back and back and back and back. That they have not found that very hard. I guess it is harder to leave over land, but we haven't seen anybody do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they mentioned Tumbleton a bunch. That's pretty simple. And
But
yeah, I
yeah, pretty
agree,
clear
Leo. They
setup.
better be awarded with money and lands. Make it happen.
Yes.
And finally,
Yes.
with a shot of Aemond and Helena. In the trailer, they're talking about he's trying to get her to ride the dragon Dreamfire, who we haven't seen her dragon, which did surprise me a little bit. I mean, it makes sense if he's afraid of Rhaenyra's dragon, she'll try to get hers. I wanted a lot more of Helena this season, so
Me
it's a little
too.
surprising to see you kind of brought into the plot quickly, but better late than never.
Yeah, I really enjoyed what the season did with Helena early on. They actually,
Did
aside from
you?
Blood and Cheese, where I thought it was a huge mistake to decenter Helena and focus on Blood and Cheese, at the fallout of that, I thought they had done really well with her
Always better,
character.
yeah.
So I was disappointed she hasn't been in the season more. I'm really excited she's gonna be in the finale. I think it makes sense that Aemond is like, hey, maybe you should ride your dragon because now they've got more. But like, obviously, like, what are you doing asking Helena to ride to war? She is not really gonna be down with that. I'm really curious. I am praying to the gods. Don't tell me if you've seen one way or another in leaks, anything like that. I'm praying to the gods that we see Dreamfire at least for a second in this finale. Let Helena try to mount Dreamfire and it go poorly. I don't know, but let us at least get a glimpse.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts about Helena before
Of
we
course, I
move
don't
on?
know.
Oh, okay.
I
Ooh,
want to stop
okay.
talking about this, frankly, because I feel like I can't say much more without giving anything away, but I don't know. So
Ooh.
it's happening
Dan knows that
Sunday.
I won't get my wish to see Dreamfire.
You don't know that. Nobody knows
Ugh.
that. So we will be back Sunday night to review the episode when it airs after watching it. And I am looking forward to watching the whole thing for the watching any of it for
Yeah.
the first time
Nice. Well
and
played.
and kind of talking about it.
You know who else is excited for you to watch any of it, the whole thing, for the first time on Sunday? HBO. So this is hot off the presses. This literally just was announced as we've been on the podcast just now, but HBO has released a statement regarding the fact that that bits of the episode leaked. So I'm just going to read that for you guys. Here's what
Oh,
HBO
really? How they
says.
said what they said.
They say, "We are aware that clips from the House of the Dragons season finale have surfaced across social media platforms. The clips were posted after an unintentional release from an international third-party distributor." You called that.
Well,
That's
yeah.
not sidebar. HBO is aggressively monitoring and removing clips from the internet, and fans can watch the episode in its entirety this Sunday night on HBO and Max. So,
Probably for the best.
probably for the best. And from the sounds of it, this wasn't even. The clips were posted after an unintentional release. So it sounds like a third-party distributor accidentally put the episode up. So not even like the third-party distributor leaked it. They accidentally released the damn thing and then took it down.
Yeah,
And once it's released, the internet finds it and it never truly goes away.
Cassandra's right. That's what happened last time too. It was an accidental release. It wasn't like a leak exactly. At least that's what I recall in my head.
This is
Again,
why I
like,
wonder, are they
why you
just
wonder
trying to
what?
drum up some press in their week leading up to their finale?
I don't
I'm
know.
suspect.
I think you underestimate how complex the world is and
What?
how many points of exit and entry there are along this insane supply chain that goes all over the planet Earth. It's kind of a miracle anything gets done ever. So I don't actually think it's, I mean, I'm not going to blame HBO. You have to
Okay,
give the
fair.
episodes to like independent distributors that don't operate within the same legal framework that other countries do,
You're
and that we
right.
don't have kind of the same regulations and mores and norms and safeguards all the time. I don't know who exactly leaked it or who exactly shared it, but I'm not shocked this kind of thing occasionally happens in
Yeah,
today's
that
modern
is
crazy. Like, it's the 90s, man. It's insane.
absolutely fair. That is absolutely fair. So it is what it is. But HBO is aggressively removing clips. So I guess if you see leaks today, good for you and keep it to yourself. But otherwise, who knows how long they'll even be online.
We'll see how long they're gonna adopt. All right, so this is our general podcast. We're talking about all things offense, movies, and TV. And there actually were some other crazy things happening in the world of entertainment over the weekend at San Diego Comic-Con. The second craziest thing in entertainment happened this week, which was Disney had a panel, Marvel had a panel. They got up there. There were a bunch of guys in cloaks and masks, and one of them took off his mask, and lo and behold, it was noted actor, I'm pretty sure Oscar
Noted
winner,
thespian. He
noted
is. He won
thespian.
it. He won an Oscar for Oppenheimer.
Oh, right, he did. Yeah, he was great in that.
He was.
Robert Downey Jr., who is coming back to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where he famously played Iron Man for a bunch of movies, made a ton of money, and then got killed off and swore superheroes off forever. He's going to play a brand new character, Doctor Doom, noted Fantastic Four villain. This is one of those weird, nigh unprecedented things that I don't think we can really know how well it's going to turn out until it actually happens.
Fully agree.
But some of the immediate discourse, either like euphoria that this iconic actor who was so important to the MCU, to Marvel's rising tide of a brand who made them so much money, was coming back for a huge amount of money, by the way. I think they said that they were giving the Russo brothers $80 million to direct these next two Avengers movies, will be about Dr. Doom now, Doomsday, and that Downey Jr. was getting significantly more than $80 million for the same privilege, which makes sense, right? I mean, they want to revive the MCU to its glory days. They think he's the key. They're like, what if we give 50 million? And he's like, you can do better than that. And then, like an hour later, they've lost all their clothes. They've emptied their pockets. They backed their duffel bags into his lawn, dumped all the money they have into his pool, his empty pool. And then maybe he's like, I'll think about it. He has them over a barrel. He can get anything he wants. The question is it going to be worth it? Daniel, are you excited to see Robert Downey Jr. return to the MCU in a new role? Does it make you more likely, less likely, as likely to see Fantastic Four First Steps, do not like that title, or future Avengers movies with Doctor Doom in them?
I'm excited for, Fantastic Four First Steps. I
Ugh.
don't know for sure that we're even going to see Downey Jr. in that. I think Galactus is the main villain of that movie. So I
Oh, okay.
am tentatively excited for that. For Doomsday, which is now Avengers 5, so they've officially scrapped Kang. I believe they've said that they're
Yeah.
going to wrap up the Kang storyline at the beginning of Doomsday and then lead into Doctor Doom. The whole thing smells of damage control, which, to be fair, Marvel has taken a beating over the past few years in terms of like
Sure.
Jonathan Majors having to exit, Bob Chapek making them commit to way more stuff than they needed to and diluting their brands, Chadwick Boseman dying. So there are a lot of things that I think have taken whatever plan Marvel might have had at the end of Avengers Infinity War and then just thrown it to the wind, and they've been trying to course correct since. I was not as some people are really mad about the Robert Downey Jr.
They
coming back
were.
as Dr. Doom, partially because the MCU could just like start elevating some new actors in that part and making them the new faces of the MCU rather than paying an obscene amount of money to get Robert Downey Jr. back. That said, Dan, you haven't seen Deadpool and Wolverine yet, have you?
No, I've not.
Okay, so Deadpool and Wolverine did some very cool things with its cameos, supporting cast members who have appeared in other Marvel things. And I don't want to spoil it too hard for everyone, but one of those cameos was a very well-known MCU actor, and they did it in such a way that I thought it was brilliant and I loved it. Like way more than I expected to. And I think you will too. Like honestly, because it's pretty funny the way they pull it off. So they have a little bit of faith from me that like maybe this could turn out well. I think you're right that it's like we'll have to see what happens. It's like way too early to really know any which way. Will it be another secret invasion? I hope not, where it's a long-awaited thing and then it's bad. I do think the money thing is interesting. You know, 80 million's a, that's a lot of money to give a person.
Significantly more than 80 million.
So there is one, I think, really important piece of this whole discourse about how much he's getting paid that is missing from a lot of the hot takes discussing it. So in this same article that claims he's making significantly more than 80 million, it also talks about how he has made around 500 to 600 million dollars from playing Tony Stark in the MCU. And the
Shorts,
reason
2008.
for, yeah, and the reason for that isn't because Marvel paid him $600. It's because you can read about this in MCU, The Reign of Marvel Studios. It's a really good behind the scenes book. When Downey Jr. came back for the first Iron Man, it was basically an indie movie. They didn't even have a script when they filmed that movie. They were writing the script on the fly as they were making it. And Robert Downey Jr. came back for a really small amount of money. Like, I don't remember what it was, but I think it was like less than a million. And basically, his contract was he would get part of the box office take for anything he appeared in as Tony Stark. So that's how he's made so much money, because as Marvel made so much money, Robert Downey Jr. got a kickback. Part of me wonders if the reason that he's getting paid so much for Doomsday is now Marvel knows better than to do those kinds of contracts, so they're just paying him a lot up front because they went out of their way to avoid doing that same contract structure with the box office take for a lot of their other stars, like Chris Hemsworth or Chris Evans. That was like specifically a Robert Downey Jr. thing because he got in so early. So yeah, I'm curious. Do you think that this is going to be a giant like mess, Dan? I don't know.
There's no way of knowing. I mean, he's a very good actor. What
Yes.
strikes me as a little odd about it is that it seems like a corrective measure. I agree with that because they've been taking it on the chin lately,
Yeah.
they've been taking it on the chin for reasons they seem to be correcting already. Like
Yeah.
they were losing money because they were pumping out projects of extremely varying levels of quality. Secret Invasion you brought up, which was just kind of a unacceptably mediocre
Was bad.
show that didn't have enough love put into it. Other shows that were
Yeah.
just kind of like on the meh range that never got off. And then there are movies like The Marvels, which you had to watch the shows, or at least it really helped to enjoy them, to really get the full experience. So they had this vision that people would watch everything we put out in order to understand everything. They would do the homework, and that didn't
Yes.
really work out. It seems like they're already getting away from it. Deadpool and Wolverine is their most
Oh,
successful movie
so
in quite a
good.
long time.
Yeah.
It's breaking bank at the box office. Looking forward, like Fantastic Four First Steps. By the way, I don't like the title because it has like franchise built right into it. Like, do you have
Yes,
to just tell
I
me that right
agree.
up front? Like, come on, just call it Fantastic Four. Will be a more or less standalone adventure with more or less standalone heroes who won't have to do anything else. They're cutting back on the amount of shows they're making. I think they're making the right move. So I feel like bringing back this nostalgia bomb, Downey Jr., is a corrective measure that they might not need now that they're already doing all these other things, taking all these other
Yeah.
steps. So it was weirdly timed. It was the time that it was announced on the same weekend that a new movie, is packing them into theaters like crazy and may well cross $1 billion at the box office and a sign of success. And now is the time they choose to reveal this Hail Mary of a move. How will it actually
Yes.
actually work on screen? I don't know. I mean, he's a good actor. It feels a l I would have liked somebody new. I'm not really
Yeah.
invested though, honestly. I'm not a giant Doctor Doom stan, so I don't know what I'm missing by not casting someone who wasn't already Iron Man.
Yeah, I think that is pretty fair. I'm not a huge Doctor Doom stan either. I like him, but there are versions of Doctor Doom in the comics which are like Tony Stark. So there is a comic precedence for this move. It's not totally just a Robert Downey Jr. We need this. There also are some lore reasons that make it not totally out of left field or nonsensical. But yeah, I do think it's interesting. I think you're right. They are already course correcting. Maybe this is a step toward that as well, because Avengers 5 in particular has had a lot of issues between going through several different directors and writers, the Kang thing with Jonathan Majors, all of that, Ant-Man being really poorly received, which
Oh,
was
yeah.
like the setup for Kang. But there's a big part of me that wishes they spent a little more time like revisiting all these characters they've introduced, because like part of what made Iron Man and Thor and all of them like the staples of the Marvel Universe was that they committed to just making a bunch of movies for them out of the gate, instead of like making one movie and then like Shang-Chi. Like, when are we ever going to see Shang-Chi again? I guess in an Avengers movie, maybe. So yeah, we'll see. I agree with you on Fantastic Four. Don't love the title, but it's got Pedro Pascal. It's got that dude from The Bear. It's got Eddie Munson. I'll give it a chance. I don't know the person who's playing Sue Storm. I've never seen her and stuff.
Vanessa Kirby. She played young Princess Margaret in Netflix's The Crown.
There you go. I get enough royals in House of the Dragon, so I don't watch that show. But yeah, that should be okay. I hope it's good. I hope they keep their streak. Seeing them go from Deadpool and Wolverine to potentially something like that makes me hopeful that they're homing in on some of their key properties instead of going all over the place. But
TBD,
yeah.
but strange times to live in. Do you have anything else you want to say about
Yes.
Marvel? Or can we move on to our next topic? We have a loaded deck today.
I will just say, so I did see Deadpool and Wolverine. I thought it was excellent. It by far exceeded my expectations. It was a hilarious, yeah, it was really good.
Rob.
Hilarious movie. I think you saw Multiverse of Madness. How
I
did you feel about the
did.
cameos in Multiverse of Madness, Dan?
I think they were probably one of the more exciting parts, but they are kind of a trick. It's like
Yes.
they're a part that is fun in a fleeting sort of way. It's not a whole lot of depth to it, but fun. I enjoyed it. It was
Yeah.
fun watching her kill people.
Yeah. So Deadpool and Wolverine has some similar sort of, it reminded me of that with the way it works in some characters from across different movies. Except it didn't feel as fleeting. Even if we never see these characters again, like if you know a little bit of the history of like the 20th Century Fox, like X-Men movies and like all the other movies that got made during that era, like they had a Fantastic Four, they had two of
Nice.
them. Those sorts of movies, like this pays homage to them in a way I didn't expect. Plus, it's just really, really funny. So yeah, I'm gonna see it again. I can't wait to go see it again at like the drive-in, because it's awesome. Great
Great.
movie. But yeah, that's all I've got for Marvel. Highest R-rated box office opening ever for a movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like Joseph's comment that what if Robert Downey Jr. plays Darren Targaryen? Now that I see that I'd be mad about. Like if Emilia Clarke had played Rhaenyra, I'd be mad. So maybe I can understand why folk were upset about Robert Downey Jr. playing Dr. Doom.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Let's move on to another SDCC or San Diego Comic-Con thing. There's quite a lot coming out. They put out a trailer for The Rings of Power, the second season of The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. Another big
Yes.
fantasy drama coming out next month. Why don't we just roll the trailer and just kind of give our incredibly insightful, useful comments over it? Not, no pressure. Dan, I know that you're excited for this one. I watched this, and I'll tell
Am
you,
I?
I thought you said this the first time that you were excited to watch it in this
Oh,
trailer, like
yeah,
you
the
actually kind of
trailer.
summoned something.
Yes,
I'll tell you
yeah.
right now, I don't think it really did much for me. It still looks like the same show. It looks very pretty. It looks very well made.
Yeah.
It still seems it's kind of House of the Dragon-ish in that it can be a fun show, but I see almost nothing of the source material in this. It's almost completely gone, which I can enjoy, but I do wonder why you're going to adapt a book if you're going to change it this much. Like, what if Sauron was a man and everybody knew that, and then he came back in a wig, and the people who already saw him chose to work with him or didn't know? Such a strange choice.
Yeah, so let's pause. Let's pause on that guy with the crown, Richard, if we can.
That's Gil-galad. Oh,
Gil-galad,
sorry.
the Elven King. Yeah, I think that is pretty fair. It's such an interesting dilemma with this show because obviously you're right. You know, there's something weird about adapting something and then being so liberal with the source material that it's hardly recognizable. I don't know that this is quite that far to that. Well, maybe it is. I mean, the tricky thing with this is that the Silmarillion left a lot of stuff pretty open for the Second Age specifically. So they had some room to color in between the lines, but even that was not enough. And there's a lot of stuff they're just kind of winging it with, like bringing Tom Bombadil back, which
Right.
we will see him later in the trailer. And even in the trailer, it felt weird to me to see him like giving advice, like, are you just going to let the world fall, or whatever he says
I
to the stranger? And
know.
it's like, shouldn't you be singing a silly song and checking your bees? Like, why are you so serious, Tom Bombadil? So I think that's interesting. It's an interesting point, but also, yeah, this it looked a little bit better to me, but I'm not invested in the Second Age mythos, so I can't. I'm not going to be one of those people who dismisses it because I whinge about other book adaptations so much.
Hit that trailer.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, it's fine. It's nice. It's pretty. Just I feel like post Game of Thrones, we've had a lot of big fantasy shows, but and they take
Pause. Can
some.
we pause on one of those spooky guys? Sorry, Dan.
No,
They
sure.
take some what?
But we've had a lot of big fantasy shows post Game of Thrones, but none of them have taken the source material seriously. And it's just I wish they would do more. I guess that's me whinging. Is that a white? Is that a barrel
Yeah,
white?
that is a Barrow White. So these are undead humans who are spooky, and they appear in Fellowship of the Ring. They were cut from the movie adaptation of that. So this show has there's kind of an interesting, weird thing to me of Rings of Power looking at like elements that didn't make it into the Lord of the Rings films and being like, we can put that in our
Just
show
shove it
because it's a
in,
show and
yeah.
we have time. And that could end up being a lot of fun, but I'm also, it also just, it sits weirdly in my stomach. I'm like, is this a good choice or is this a weird choice? Because we've got the Barrow Whites, we've got Tom Bombadil. We're also going to see an Entwife later in this trailer, which, if you recall from
Y'all.
the Lord of the Rings films, the Ents were looking for the Entwives. They all disappeared. Let's hit it, Richard. Let's keep rolling.
It's that kind of thing of like fan service and connection standing in for plot and character is kind of what it reads to me. And there's some stuff of that on House of the Dragon too, not a whole as much of late, but I feel that through this show. Like you're right. Like I kind of I didn't put it together that was an Entwife. You're right. I didn't think about that. Rune, Tom Bombadil. Because like you're right. The Tom Bombadil thing. He's talking all serious and like I feel like you may have just used the name without really thinking much about what the function he served in the original books and why he's around. There he is. I think good old Tom
Yeah, can we
Bombadil.
pause
Boots are
on
yellow.
Tom Bombadil? Back up one frame. There he is, that beast of a man, that, I don't know, nature spirit guy who has yellow shoes, yellow boots. Yeah, I obviously I think that's fair. I think the Rings of Power has a lot to prove this season. I think the reception to season one was kind of exactly what you were saying. It was kind of a muted reception. It probably did well for Amazon, but probably not as well as they were hoping for the outrageous price tag that they paid for it. But there was an element of like, we're doing fan service because we want the fans to be happy. Thinking about like the stranger who seems probably like Gandalf. If it's not Gandalf, they went through pains to make us think it would be Gandalf. And that's the kind of thing you would only do if you're, knowing what the fan expectation would be. I'm reminded of like they had a song in there at one point too, where it was like I cringed real hard because it's like one of Tolkien's poems and they like made it a little singing segment. So the Rings of Power season two, I think it could be a huge season for them if they can pull it off. It's hard to be sure. But yeah, this is Tom Bombadil we're looking at here. Does he look how you pictured him, Dan?
I don't care. Hit it. Yeah, Numenor looks pretty. It's very well made. It could be a fun action drama, but I find myself less interested because I
There's a
know.
Balrog.
Yeah, I feel like they're. I think they're trading on these names. August 29th,
Yes.
it's coming. Yes, we'll go to Moria. Things will be wrecked. There'll be rings. Darkness will bind
Things will
them.
be wrecked. Can we pause on
You're right.
her in the water? Do you remember the name of this character?
No.
Her name's evading me. She's the regent, I think, of Numenor right now. Yes, Joseph in the chat. This is Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power. What I've heard from like articles, so this isn't spoilers, this is like from preseason interviews. It seems like she's going to be judged in this season. Seems like things are going to be interesting in Numenor politically this season. So, do you remember that shot of the big sea monster that was in the one trailer, Dan?
No. Oh, yeah,
Well,
yes, I do.
okay. There is a shot of a big old sea monster. Apparently, that goes with this scene. So she apparently it's a Numenorean tradition where you go into the water, and if the sea monster doesn't eat you, you're deemed innocent and your path was righteous and what have you. So I guess that's what's going on. It's really gonna bug me. I can't remember her name, but that's what's going on here. So
Please hit it, Richard. I feel like we're
yeah.
at like different angles where you want to talk about the details of the show and I want to grouse about the lo bigger metatextual stuff and
Yes.
we're not meeting in the middle. We can find a way
That's
to do
true.
that. There's Adar. He gets stabbed with a crown. Elrond, Galadriel, touching battles, dirt, grime, mud, brown, gray, hat, rock, elf, tree lady, hair,
Wow.
beard.
The
Boat.
disrespect
What? That's all accurate.
for that and wife.
Tree
This
lady. What?
isn't
How is that inaccurate?
it's not. I suppose it's not. There she is,
I do
swatting some
wonder
stuff.
who she'll meet. Who will the Entwife meet?
Well, there is one
Nori?
person. I doubt it because Nori's on her way to Rune. So can we pause on one of these shots of the battle that just happened? Yeah, so Nori's going to Rune with a stranger. That's another thing we know from the creature video. Theo, who was Bronwyn's son, is going to be one of the characters who meets an Ent this season.
Oh,
Because
fun.
he talked about it in the teaser. He was like, "Am I even allowed to say it? Ah, the
Meet
Ents are so
wife.
cool." Yeah. Well, maybe he just meets an Ent. Maybe it's an Ent. I'm assuming it's that Ent wife, because how many Ents are they gonna have? But there is one thing I do want to ask you. So
Okay.
one of the biggest complaints for House of the Dragon season two has been that it's slow, that it
Yeah.
feels like it's not gonna have a big crescendo at the end. We are pretty sure from all the information we've seen, the way it lines up with the story and what have you, that we're going to see the sacking of Eregion in this season, which is a big battle where the elves basically lose to the forces of darkness. So my question for you, Dan, is do you think the Rings of Power can pull off a huge sequence on the scale of something like Game of Thrones that will leave us breathless? And
Course
do you think,
can. Yeah, why not?
okay. Fair.
Anything can. You can do anything put your mind to. Yeah, I can do it. Sure.
Fair. It'd de definitely be a weird turn if people complained House of the Dragon was too slow and then Lord of the Rings ended with honest, crazy high note.
It'll be a fun ranking of the shows at the end of the year. Please hit it. Okay, moving. I'm not gonna do my narration. Oh, rings. Remember, there's rings. And there's Samwise in his new elf wig,
Yep.
looking just fabulous, looking like he has a disguise that can fool anybody, even those who have 20/20 vision and photographic memories. And there's going to be battles, going to be fights, going to be rings, going to be power, there's going to be lords.
Yes.
I sound dismissive because I am. Maybe I'll like it. I'll watch it. I'll give it a try, but I'm not really looking for much from it. I'll tell you what I am looking for something
Fair.
from, though.
Oh,
They released
yeah.
a new trailer for Interview with the Vampire season
So
three.
fast.
It's not really like, footage from the season or anything. It's
Yeah.
Lestat, played by Sam Reed, who's kind of giving a mock interview where he acts like a diva and wears an 80s glam rock coat and talks psychically and makes the interviewer choke with his vampire powers and is rude to the crew, which is all I need. This is a show that's really got me invested in the characters, and it can just get away with just having them act like themselves and I'm entertained. That's what I
Yeah.
want. This show's been great. I don't know if they've actually filmed anything because I don't, again, I don't know if this is actually from the new season or just filmed for promo purposes, but I'm glad they're working on it. For me, that's what I'm most excited about. I love the first two seasons of that show, and I'm glad they're getting on the third. I hope it comes out next year. Maybe they've solved that a season a year problem that seems to elude so many TV shows these days.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so because I was like you said, there's no footage in this, but I was still really surprised that they were already getting out a teaser for it because season two wasn't even that long ago. So, yeah, power to it. I am here for Lestat's Rockstar era. Hopefully, I'll get caught up before then so I can watch it.
Yeah, I'm glad AMC is committing so hard to it. Like, I
Me
don't think it's
too.
like a giant hit, but they really seem to have driven hard. They're already making another spin-off. There's already a Mayfair Witches spin-off. They're making season three of Interview with the Vampire. They are crazy about it. Maybe too crazy. I think maybe you don't need to extend yourself this much to make two spin-offs right off the bat. But I'll certainly enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Daniel, everybody out there. Besides all of this, anything else you're watching or reading you want to share?
The main one for me, aside from all the stuff we talked about, is that I am still reading The Mercy of Gods by James S.A. Corey. I got really into it in the past couple of days, so I will be done with it pretty soon. It's excellent. Definitely a sci-fi in the vein of like Mass Effect or
Cool.
David Brin, that kind of lots of weird aliens, humanity trying to grapple with understanding the way the aliens think. Really excellent. I hope it's the start of like a long-running new series for them. I think it's a trilogy, is what they said, but The Expanse was also like a trilogy and then they expanded. So hopefully there's a lot more of this to come because it's a really great start to the series.
Love it.
What have you been watching or reading or
Who doesn't
consuming?
love books? I mean, pretty much working on House of the Dragon stuff. We know that we're almost there. Oh, true. I haven't watched the Olympics.
Oh.
Damn. That Simone Biles floor routine, crazy. She's so good. Also, it occurred to me in more of a fantasy sci-fi realm. Later in August, I am seeing the Lord of the Rings musical that is currently in previews in Chicago,
What?
which is where a lot of shows kind of get their footing before they go on to Broadway and stuff. They're trying it out. That's Chicago Shakespeare Theater. I had my little brother's coming to town. He's like,
Nice.
want to hang out or do anything? And I'm like, you know what's playing and might be fun? So we're going to go see that in late August. I have no idea what to expect. I heard on the radio this morning, they were like, and here's the actor playing Frodo talking about his new
Oh,
role in the Lord
man.
of the Rings musical. And he's like, yeah, I wear the One Ring everywhere, man. It's so cool. So that could be fun or weird. I'll let you know when it happens.
Please do. I want to know more about this. Is this musical more or less faithful than The Rings of Power? Is Tom Bombadil in it? If Tom
Ooh,
Bombadil
is
doesn't
he?
make the musical, that's a crime because he's the one character who's actually singing in the book.
That's a good
Yeah,
point. They probably should have him in there.
I really want to hear your thoughts on that after you see it.
I guess we could say, did you see the Olympics opening ceremony? Because people are accusing that of being fantastical and satanic kind of way.
Well, I won't lie, and I'm sorry to the Christians in the chat, but I look at those complaints with a scathing eye. Because
Yes.
they're stupid. But yes, I did catch bits of it. I loved seeing Gojira performing there. Yay for a metal band playing at the Olympics. France does it, man. France does what they want. They had a person dressed like Assassin's Creed carrying the torch. They just know what's up.
Was that meant to be Assassin's Creed? I was going back and forth
I
this
have
with
no
my friends.
idea.
Like, you know, Assassin's Creed is a French company. It's Ubisoft, CEO Yves Guillemot. Like, I'm like, is this on purpose?
Maybe I, you know what? Maybe it is. I mean, it's got to be one of the biggest like media enterprises to come out of France in the past, couple decades because it's
Because I
Assassin's
watched it
Creed.
with friends, and all of us were like, oh, Assassin's Creed. And then I was like, wait, that's made by a fully French company. And
Yes.
I wanted the Assassin's Creed guy to ascend the Eiffel Tower, take off the mask, it's Celine Dion, and then she sings her song, and then it
Oh
closes
yeah,
everything
Celine
down.
Dion.
That
Yeah,
would have been great.
the Olympics really are going hard this year, and I'm happy for them. I'm happy for France that they're living it up. I think anyone complaining, I saw a hilarious tweet about this. Christian people getting upset about the supposed Last Supper. You saw this, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I watched the whole thing. It was
Yeah,
fine.
and really it was reenacting a Bacchanal, so it's like, oh, you're kind of seeing how the cultural appropriation went in real time.
Also, I'm saying this too, like, even if it was the Last Supper, which yeah, I heard it wasn't the Last Supper. The Last Supper is an iconic painting that has been parodied in
Yes.
pop culture for literally centuries. Like the
Yes.
idea that it's off limits, that it's only used by Christians, that only Christians have ever celebrated this incredibly famous painting, and no one else has ever used it as inspiration for about a million and one different tableaus in a million and one different TV shows, movies, other pieces of art, is a little odd. I mean, it's all bad faith criticism. It's fine,
It
but
is. It is.
it's pretty entertaining. And the Olympics was great. Go Simone Biles. I'm glad she won the gold. And go
Yeah,
Katie Ledecky, I think
totally.
tomorrow. I like the Olympics. All right. Hello, Patrick. Hello, boss Patrick. Are we fired? Oh God, Patrick Allen's in the chat. Oh no, everybody hide. Leave the room. Cover your ears. Okay. Before we go on to the lightning round, Daniel,
Yes.
Bubo Bubo asks, did you read, how do you read Mercy of God if it isn't yet released? Is it not yet released?
Bubo, it is not. It comes out August 6th. And Bubo, I'm glad you asked this because I think you asked it last week too, and I didn't get a chance to answer.
Bookie.
Books are exactly like television shows, where they send out advance copies before the book is released, so that people doing reviews or who talk about these kinds of things like we do can start to get a feel for the book and if it's something they would like, and they can talk it up or not talk it up if they didn't like it. But yes, so I got an early copy from Orbit, so that is how I'm reading it.
That is aces. All right, should we move on to the lightning round where we give our 20-second opinions about stories we couldn't get to the main body of the show and give you our once and final takes?
Yes, let's do it. Don't mind me. I'm going to shuffle here for a second. Sorry,
You do
producer
that.
Richard.
All right, why don't you ask me the first question?
All right. This is going to be fun. I've never done one moving around. All right. So, lightning round number one. There is a new Doctor Who spin-off coming, The War Between Land and Sea.
Yeah, speaking of franchises, they're really going hard on this new Doctor Who, even though, again, it hasn't been an enormous success for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Franchises are just assumed to be successful, or to be the thing you want to have. The show seems to have some passionate fans. It might be a success. I'm just interested that that's the way things go now. It's a fr you got you have to have a franchise. All
It is
right, and Daniel, you're
unfortunate.
given some. Like, yeah, I mean, if anything's good, that was interesting. Thank you for the journey, Daniel.
You're welcome.
Daniel, here's a question for you. Aya Cash and Jensen Ackles will star in a prequel series, speaking of spinoffs, of The Boys, set in the 1950s.
Yeah, The Boys, Vought Rising. We were just ragging on franchises, but The Boys has done pretty well at expanding. Gen V was like surprisingly great. So, yeah, I could get behind a Soldier Boy and Stormfront spin-off set in the 50s. I bet it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so
You better.
far so good, but I'm watching you, boys. All right,
Cool.
Daniel,
You better
here's one
say.
for you. You
Yes.
okay?
Yes, I am.
Lucy Lawless, noted actress and Xena practitioner Lucy Lawless, will return as Lucretia in another spin-off show, House of Asher, a spin-off of the show Spartacus, of which you are a fan.
I am a fan of Spartacus, and specifically, I'm a fan of Lucy Lawless in Spartacus because she absolutely killed it in that role in that show. She was amazing. So I love, she's guest starring. She'll only be in it a little bit. But House of Asher is basically like a what if story. So Asher dies in the main series. So this is a what if he didn't die and he actually did the shitty thing he said he was going to do. So
What if?
could be a good time. Oh, all right. Well, even more concerning than franchises is perhaps streaming companies hemorrhaging money when they don't need to. Severance season two costs a shocking $20 million an episode. How?
Yeah, we've seen this thing happen a lot lately where episodes get more and more expensive. Like the later Game of Thrones big battle things cost like 10 million or a little plus. So for a show about office workers in a creepy white set to cost 20 million, something went wrong. Like
Yeah.
there were delays, there were problems, there was the strikes, but still, I don't care if you're Apple. This kind of thing is unsustainable. We'll see where it
Yeah.
goes.
Can I just point out for our listeners real quick? So it cost HBO a reported 15 million. That's 5 million less to make The Long Night. So episodes of Severance cost more than The Long Night. Think about that when you watch it. Sorry, I had to interject that. That's so crazy to me.
Daniel, Walking Dead time. Norman Reedus, longtime star of The Walking Dead as Daryl, says that an episode in the second season of his own show, Daryl Dixon, is the best hour of The Walking Dead ever. Will you be watching?
I enjoyed what I've seen of the first season of Daryl Dixon. I'll probably watch, but like, I love you, Norman Reedus. But does anyone, do you, does even he believe what he's saying here? Like, The Walking Dead's had some really, really, really good hours of television, specifically in its first like 6 seasons. And after that, less good hours. I fully do not believe him at all that it's the best hour of the franchise, but I'm sure it'll be a good show.
Robert agrees with you.
Hell yeah, Robert. Knew I liked you. Okay. Here's good news for you, Dan. Invincible has been renewed for season four. Season three may come in early 2025.
Look at all those numbers. I have hope that more shows are getting into the swing of releasing even high quality stuff 1 year at a time. I really liked Invincible, good superhero show, great kind of I guess adult cartoon, very violent, very fun, very subversive. Like it a lot. I'm glad it's going to continue. We need good shows like this in the mix. So kudos, Invincible. Give it to us. All right, Daniel, a show that you have watched. Are you
Yes.
excited about the second season of Silo on Apple TV Plus coming out on November 15th? Is that
Yeah.
1 year after the original?
I think it's like a year and a half. I think the original aired
Sounds pretty good.
last summer. So that's pretty quick. And they had the strike in there,
Yes.
which they had to pause for part of. So it's a pretty quick turnaround for Silo. And yeah, the first season was great. Rebecca Ferguson is the main character in that show from Dune. And she is amazing. It's probably my favorite role I've seen her in. So yeah, I'm stoked for Silo season two. Bring it on.
Work.
All right. And finally, a bit of Wheel of Time adjacent news. So the Wheel of Time star Donal Finn, that's Matt Coffin, he is going to play young Moriarty in a new young Sherlock show on Amazon.
Again, we'll end with a franchise thing. Why not a new show about young Sherlock Holmes? But he's younger and he's hot. And he's going to face off against a villain played by Matt from The Wheel of Time. Sherlock Holmes stuff has been going on for a long time. It feels like he bubbles back up every decade with a new kind of franchise, be it Cumberbatch, Downey Jr., or the new gentleman whose name escapes me. Could be fun. And
Could
everybody,
be.
that is our show. Thanks for watching. Join us every Wednesday at the same time, 2 p.m. CST. Talk about all things sci-fi, fantasy, movies, TV, books, etc. And again, we're going to review and recap the House of the Dragon season 2 finale this Sunday, right after the episode airs, right here in the Winners Coming YouTube and Facebook page. Ooh, that'll be a wild one. Join us for that as well. Subscribe to us, leave a comment. You get that figured out. Thank you for breaking the 100 barrier this time. And download some podcast form wherever you're interested in doing that, be it iTunes, YouTube Music, or wherever. And before I say goodbye, I just want you to know that right after the camera turns off, I am going to do a Simone Biles style twist, kick, turn, flip right behind me onto that daybed. So you won't be able to see it, but just imagine it. Goodbye,
I'll
everybody.
see it. Take care, all.
This podcast is brought to you by FanSided. Join our community of over 300 sites from sports to pop culture and everything in between.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.